Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome, I'm Chris. This is your daily Bitcoin news video. Let's get right to the price update. This is Bitcoin right now, $68,677. You can see I've plotted, and this is the 4-hour candles we're looking at here, but I've plotted this $69,000 horizontal line, and it looks like we're trying to hold it as support. But in the last 4-hour candle, look at this volatility. Lots of volatility, which is, I mean, it's not that much volatility in the big picture, but a little bit. So yeah, we're still looking good. Look, if we don't hold 69K level, then we're going to come down. Maybe we'll go down to 64 again. We don't know. But over the next 18 months, we know where we're going, to the moon. All right, and this is in the last 24-hour period, really in the last 8 hours, around 50% of 24-hour short and long positions were wiped out in the past 4 hours. Meanwhile, hodlers are chilling with their Bitcoin in cold storage. Yeah, so these are all the traders who got liquidated. There's longs and shorts got liquidated. But yeah, this and the reason I'm showing you this is because hodlers are chilling with their Bitcoin in cold storage. Yeah, that's the good thing. If you just buy and hold, you're not really affected by all this volatility, and you still get all the gains. All right, now here, this is regarding ETFs. Just in, a rumor that Morgan Stanley will approve the Bitcoin ETFs on their platform in the next 2 weeks are getting stronger. Early this month, Morgan Stanley filed with the SEC that 12 of their funds may buy Bitcoin ETFs. Morgan Stanley has $1.5 trillion in assets under management. So yeah, just goes to show more adoption. There's going to be more ETFs, more people investing in Bitcoin. It's great. That's it. I should end the video there. All right, but here's Preston Pish. He says, "You can't understand Bitcoin until you deeply understand the problem it's solving." Now, of course, you can understand Bitcoin in terms of like the computer program and what miners do and blah, 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 right? All the inner workings of Bitcoin. You can understand that. But to understand the meaning of Bitcoin and the importance of Bitcoin, you really do have to understand the problem it's solving. That's why on this show, every day I cover a bunch of fiat / government nonsense, right? A bunch of nonsense that is context for Bitcoin. So, very true. Yeah, and businesses that study Bitcoin will save a fortune over time. Why give MasterCard or Visa a cut when you no longer have to? And look at this. These are the payment network commission costs. MasterCard, 3%. Visa, 3%. Bitcoin on the Lightning Network is 0.0029%. That's 1,000 times cheaper. Yeah, and this just goes to show that like MasterCard and Visa were great 60 years ago, 40 years ago. But now that we have Bitcoin, we don't need them. I mean, we're in the transition, let's put it that way. But we don't have to give our money to these companies anymore. Why do we? We don't. That's it. I should end the video here. Oh, God. Now, this is with the ongoing legal proceedings. It's the SEC suing Coinbase, and Coinbase takes a hit. The court finds that the SEC adequately alleges that Coinbase, through its staking program, engaged in the unregistered offer and sale of securities. Okay, great. So what does this mean? Well, it means the government's going after Coinbase, and we don't know what'll happen, but again, if we just buy and hold, we don't have to worry about all this nonsense. And obviously, never leave any of your Bitcoin on any exchange, ever. Anyway, we'll see what happens with that. I thought this was interesting today from Casa. This is digital asset inheritance. Yeah, inheritance plans for your Bitcoin and ETH, I guess. But yeah, it's like an app. And anyway, here's the website as well. Leave your family the gift of a lifetime. So the reason I'm bringing this up, and by the way, I haven't really researched into this Casa app and all that, how it works and everything. I think they just dropped it today. But here's the reason I'm bringing it up is because, yes, if we're going to buy and hold our Bitcoin, we do have to think about the future and transferring that Bitcoin to our, you know, next of kin, that kind of thing. So this is a very good thing to think about. And I'm definitely going to check this out. Set your family up for life with a secure inheritance plan for your Bitcoin and other digital assets. Included free with new CASA membership plan. All right, so you got to have a membership, whatever. Anyway, I'll link to this. I'll link to everything below. But SatDAO, look, he got his cold card Q1 today. Look at this thing. That's a cold card Q1. I guess it's a new hardware wallet from cold card. I have my cold card Mark IV, which is really good. So yeah, I just wanted to show you that. Now for some fiat government nonsense. The US dollar has lost 25% of its purchasing power since January 2020. Every dollar you had or have is now worth 75 cents worth of goods. Insane. Yeah, and here's the, this is the, I don't even know, trueflation aggregated US. Anyway, it's just nuts. And here's Peter St. Ange, same thing. This is from an article. Dollar down 20% since 2020. Biden blames greed. Of course these politicians are going to blame greed or whatever. Look, in Washington, it's always we the people who are the problem. Yeah, so if you click on this link here, it goes to this article. You can read this. It's just insane. It's insane that the government is going to... Ooh, look at my... I'm invisible. Okay. It's crazy how the government literally is going to blame the people when they're the ones controlling all the money, right? And they need to control all the money. They're the experts. They're the adults in the room. Us plebs, we can't do anything, right? The SEC has a strict hold on everything monetary to protect the people. But guess what? Then when something goes wrong and the people suffer, we don't blame the people in charge. We don't blame the government and the SEC. All of a sudden now it's the people who are greedy and we're ruining it. Absolute BS. Oh my God. What a scam. What a scam fiat is and what a scam government is. All garbage. It's all authoritarian garbage. We don't need it anymore. So that's why Bitcoin, that's why Noster, that's why Fractal Bitcoin. Subscribe, like the video, whatever. I don't know. All right. This is a true Bitcoin story. The longer you save in US dollars, the more expensive life gets. The longer you save in Bitcoin, the cheaper life gets. Inflation versus deflation. Yeah. You know, because all the US dollars you have are worth less. And all the Bitcoin you have and hold, it's worth more. Remember I showed you, was it yesterday, the day before? That you can buy a house now for 6 Bitcoin, the average house for 6 Bitcoin. 8 years ago, it would have cost you, what, 600 Bitcoin? And 12 years ago, it would be 6,000 Bitcoin. But now a house is only 6 Bitcoin. And probably 4 years from now, a house is going to be 1 Bitcoin. So when you hold Bitcoin, your purchasing power keeps going up. You can buy more things with less Bitcoin. Fiat is the opposite. Scam. And here's from Rajat Soni. He says, in the current financial system, your wages rise over time, but you lose purchasing power. Yeah, and I'm not going to read this. Look at this tweet. This is an awesome tweet. Check it out. I'll link to it below. I feel like I've ranted enough about fiat right now. But Peter St. Ange reminds us, in case you were thinking of retiring someday, bad news from Janet Yellen. Social Security and Medicare are now underfunded by $175 trillion. What does that even mean? Right? That comes to roughly $1.4 million per American household. What does that mean? That doesn't make sense. Well, it does if you're scamming people. That's how you scam people. So, and the economy isn't real, Balaji tells us. It's propped up by record debt. They will fake it until they break it. Yeah, and this is the, yeah, I'm done. Let's move on. Oh, this is interesting, though. I thought this was weird. A ton of cocoa is now worth more than a ton of copper. What the heck is going on? Yeah, you always have these precious metals people who argue against Bitcoin, and they say, oh yeah, well, at least my gold and silver and copper and palladium, at least you can do things with them in the real world. That's why they're more valuable. Yeah, well, now copper is less valuable than cocoa. So what does that say about your copper and your precious metals? I don't know what it says. That's just weird. That's why I'm bringing it up. And here's a book I wanted to tell you about. This is called Rejection Proof. I've actually read it. I'll link to it below. I actually have my copy right here. This is a great book. If you ever feel like, you know, you're not stepping out and challenging yourself enough, Rejection Proof is great. He does 100 days of rejection, and he really, you know, he asks for things and he gets shot down most of the time. But every now and then, whoever he's asking says yes. So Rejection Proof, very good book. Don't forget, our website is fractalbitcoin.com. Everything's on here, including this link at the top here. Click on that, come to our locals community, join it, hang out. Yep, and of course, don't forget, Fridays we do the Bitcoin panel live stream. Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern. Oh yeah, you got to tune in live and comment and ask questions. It's great. It's great fun. I have a bunch of great Bitcoin guests on there, and we talk about lots of very interesting things. It's very informative, even for me. And well, and I'm not an expert, by the way. I'm not a financial guy. I'm not even really a Bitcoin guy. I'm more of a freedom and liberty kind of guy and a government stop messing with me kind of a guy. But anyway, subscribe to the channel, follow the channel on Rumble, like the video. Thanks for watching. I'll be back tomorrow with another Bitcoin news update. All right. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.